get the charts. Cunning won't help, nor sleight of hand in your quest to learn what women want. You can petition the wisest of souls, but they'll come up way short in the end. You may believe other men to hold the answer, but that's not what the riddle portends.
Under the riddle of the Sphinx, what do women want? The riddle of the Sphinx, under the riddle.
Pharaohs and chiefs, Romans and Greeks, could not foretell the feminine mystique. The contest was joined by monarchs and sheiks with no mind for the riddle of the Sphinx. History may mark Alexander and Caesar, but their women would argue the point. Victorious in battle, when it came to their ladies, their actions would just disappoint.
Under the riddle of the Sphinx, what do women want? The riddle of the Sphinx, under the riddle.
Now just a slow minute, let's pause a bit. The problem can't be Mary versus me. Surely there's an answer to this ancient quip. Otherwise, no you and me would ever become a we.
That's right, hold it, you two Einsteins. I know what the man needs to hear. You only drink with the ladies. It's to keep one simple thing clear. Women, in fact, aren't so very strange, be it your wife, your sister, or your mom. The bottom line is, we all know the range of desires that haunt the human heart. Look deep inside your own head to find out what your strongest desires might be. Chances are good they're